gorgom.
And will grant you your heart desire
this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our God and Heavenly Father, we just want to say we thank you as we gather ourselves together in this manner. We know it is by your grace that we are here this morning. It's not by power nor by might, but your grace and mercy that has rewrote our lives. We are here as your children this morning, Almighty God, just to come and praise you and worship you for your goodness and mercy in our lives. To be alive and well this morning is by your grace, O Father. We are traveling this road that has got ups and downs, mountains and valleys. O God, we need your guiding hand to lead us through it all. Father God, and we sing a song many times. Through it all, we will trust in Jesus. And that's what we want to do even this morning. We just want to pledge our allegiance to the Lamb of God who died on the cross of Calvary to become a propitiation for our own sins, to redeem us from this life of sin and death, and to give us eternal life. We thank you, Master. Bless the reading of the word. Anoint the hearing, Father God. May we be all in the same spirit of praise and worship. We know these things that happen in our lives, the departure of our loved ones, they are reminders to us, O God, that this world is not our home. And that's why we come here this morning, for your word to continuously remind us that we are pilgrims and strangers, seeking for a city to come. As your prophet taught us, here we have no continuing city, but we look for one to come. And that's why when we have these rehearsals of the life of our brother that was lived among us, it constantly challenges our hearts to say, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen. We are longing for that city whose builder and maker is God. Yes, knowing the lips of clay now, Father, push men aside completely. May we be able to hear from above. May we be encouraged by your word to make another step again. We thank and appreciate this. Commit everything to holy hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let's give God a hand of praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Shake your neighbor and bless them this morning. And say, God bless you, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, sister. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We just want to greet every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we trust that the Lord has been keeping you. He's kept you rather throughout the whole of last year. And we are here in 2017. By His grace. And that's why we are here this morning, just to appreciate Him. Amen.
Amen.
We want to thank everyone that has made it to this year, and that we are together in this praise and worship. Amen. In the message of the hour. Praise God.
Amen.
I just want to read the scripture while we are still standing, so that we redeem on our time. We want to go to the book of Genesis, of Exodus rather.
Exodus 23.
We're reading from verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites, the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites
and the Jebusites,
and I'll cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And he shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of
thee.
May the Lord God have blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We may be seated. Praise the Lord. I'd like to thank the pastor this morning for allowing me to stand here this year, beginning of the year. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We'd come for the wedding yesterday of Pastor Bure's daughter. And so we had a wonderful time yesterday. And we trust the Lord who help the two as they start their life's journey. And we want to appreciate God that has made it possible that this morning we'll be here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We begin to see that this life, there's somebody who controls it. It's not what you can do, but it's all by the grace of God that you are alive and well this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, people could be talking about you the way we are talking about our brother. But when God gives you another time to live, it means there's something that you have not accomplished that you must do before you leave this earth. So that's why we are here this morning alive and well. And in 2017, because there's something that we must do before the coming of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But we would like to salute a gallant soul that has went to be with the Lord and rested. Surely there is more that can be said about our brother G and his life that he lived among us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's got a long CV.
CV.
And he was one man that was able to demonstrate how or what it means to be a Christian. And we have no doubt on that one. Everyone agrees with that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He was such a man of the people. I believe everyone has got something to say about him. Whoever came in contact with him, or his sense of humor and everything else. But we are saying, rest in peace, gallant soul of gold, and he fought a good fight and finish the course. It's now left between you and me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To see what we also have to do.
Kutitone, kutitofanira kuitei.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
We were actually expecting him to visit us at Panganai. Before his departure. As the voice of God.
The voice of God.
Because they told me he was coming down there for the SD card program and so forth. So each time I'll remind him, he says, No. Don't worry. When I remind him, you tell me, don't worry, we are coming. We are not yet through with Masvingo. If we have not been to Panganai. So that's the way he would express it. So we were waiting and looking forward, and the church had been told about that. So you can see between every corner there's something. That we can say about it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. There was one time we were supposed to go to Nigeria as a team. Myself, Brother Mago, and Brother Gumiso. For some meetings there. So somehow the communication between Nigeria and us. The program left me out.
Program
because they thought I was not coming. Somehow there was a communication breakdown. So they sent two tickets instead of three. So I said, that's fine, you brothers, you can go. And so they came to have their visas here in
Harare.
So I accompanied them. So that Brother Mago and Brother Gumiso have their visas on their passport.
Brother Mago and Brother Gumiso have their passport.
So as they were busy with an embassy,
I said
to myself, I'll while my time at the voice of God.
And
when we are through, we can connect and go back.
So
when I went to voice of God, Brother G was there.
Brother G was there.
And he started talking. And he asked me, but are you going to Nigeria? I said, no, I'm not going. Brother Mago and Brother Gumiso are going.
Brother Mago and Brother Gumiso
are going. He says, why are you not going?
Then
I told him the problem. And he says, no. We cannot accept this. Team,
the team cannot be going in front of someone.
So I thought it was just his humor. Then he says, no, what is the problem?
I said,
the tickets are already bought. And this brother is already fixing the visas.
And he said, no. There's no problem at all.
Visa, then you're not going to take off.
Your visa can be endorsed also. And I said, there's need for money.
And the money is not there.
Maria cha hipo.
Because that is not a problem.
Team, the team cannot go short.
I don't know.
Let's see what we can do.
So the visa was not much of the problem.
Visa
because it was not expensive. But the ticket.
As the ticket tracho.
Because this guy to say pump.
He said, let's amend that area.
But ticket, Papa.
On the ticket.
It was going to cost money.
Right, Durham.
But the man left the office.
Office
and went to some agent in town there.
Agent in town.
And booked my ticket.
And book a ticket.
With his own money.
The money
I said, hey.
Because,
is this something? Then I found out that my passport had expired.
Yakanda to Kurangwe Chandakwai.
Yeah. But the ticket is there. And the passport is expired. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the Lord made a way. I needed an emergency passport. And one brother came in and paid for the emergency
passport.
And the following day, when the brothers had gone, I was on my plane alone, following others to Nigeria. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
That's the way Brother G was.
Brother G.
So, brothers and sisters, we can't really say much or exhaust our gratitude to our precious brother. Like the Bible says, time fails
us.
But let's just pray that one of these days we shall meet him on Zion's Hill and have more time to talk. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But for this morning, I just want to speak for a short time by the grace of God, given our time is kind of gone. I was thinking what to say on a first week of the new year. And I took this message the prophet spoke about. Maybe he spoke about before. But there's no harm in repeating it. Amen.
Amen.
When he read this scripture of Exodus 23:20. Preach the message, my angel shall go before thee. And we will take the same title there. And then we'll also have a thought that will go with it. That I'll say, experiencing the results of angelic visitation. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We talk about angels for a few minutes and we will pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Now, like we are saying, we are already in
2017.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we just need the help of the Lord to pull through this year again. As much as the Lord helped us to pull through last year, we need Him to help us through this year again. Is that right? Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Because we realize that
2016,
the Lord helped us through. It had its ups and downs, its challenges. But here we are. The Lord made it possible for us to be here and to be healthy and healthy. So that same power that helped us to bypass various dangers and toils and snares, we trust that same power will lead us through. I just thought we need the same angel that helped us through last year to be with us again this year. As God commissioned Israel, where we are just read there, the scripture saying, for my angel, I will send him before thee to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. So it's God sending his angel to lead the believer, to lead the church, to reach the desired destination, which is a prepared place God has already prepared that place. And we as the church of God, Israel typing the church, we are in this Exodus as well. We are moving also. Hallelujah. From this world of sin and toil into a promised land. And for us to achieve that, we also need the same angel that guided Israel out of Egypt to the promised land of Canaan. And if that same angel guides us, the Bible says, then we'll reach that place. Then we'll be in that land. Then nothing shall stand before us. Then nothing shall stop us. Then nothing shall withhold us. But there is a clause that goes with it. Beware of that angel. Don't provoke him. Don't anger him. For my name is in him. But if you obey that angel, obeying his voice, and do all that he speaks, then God made a pledge to the church that if we obey the voice of the angel, then he will be an enemy to your enemies. Then he will be an adversary to your adversary. In simple terms, then he will fight your battles. Because that angel will go before you, not behind you. He will go before you to make sure every obstacle, every thing that stands in your way will be removed. And I believe that's what we need in this year. We need no obstacle in front of us. We need no Hittite in front of us. We need no Canaanite in front of us. We want the way to be cleared. And then we possess the desired place. Then we reach our desired destination. Because God knew the obstacles ahead. He knew the problems of the year. He knows what you are going through. He knows what you will be facing. But here is your promise. If the angel goes before you, then no obstacle will withstand you. Then no problem will hinder you. No Amorite. No Canaanite. Nothing, my brother. Amen. You will walk through that land. Hallelujah. The angel's job is to clear the way, to make sure you walk freely. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we are told that when we get to that desired place, Israel was told, we don't have to bow down to no god. Hallelujah.
Yes,
or do what they do. But we have power to overthrow every god, every unbelief, every image, to break it down. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And serve the Lord your God. And when you do that, then the Lord your God shall bless your bread. He will bless you. How many are expecting a blessing this year? I for one am expecting a blessing this year. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why I want to start the year with the angel in front. That's why I want to start the year with the angel leading. I have no power against the Hittites. I have no power against the Amorites. But if the angel is here, if the angel is there, then all things are possible. Then I can handle the Hittites. Then I can handle the Amorites. Then I can handle the pressures of this world. Then you can handle the bond notes. Then you can handle everything else. Because when the angel is there, brother, all things are possible. Don't you worry, my brother, my sister. This year might be a difficult year, but I want it to be a difficult year for the unbeliever. But for the believer, don't anger the angel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Obey his voice. And when whatever he says, that's what you must do. And when you obey the voice of the angel, anything, anything, anything that you ask, you will receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many believe that this morning? Amen. So I want to tell you, church, this morning, Brother Abraham says, let's put the angel ahead of us, not before us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God.
Amen.
Brother Abraham says, this message, this is the age of the Holy Ghost. Is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost has complete control, hallelujah,
yes, sir,
of individuals. And when that happens, hallelujah,
yes, sir,
when that individual is thoroughly endued with power from on high, hallelujah,
yes,
then that individual becomes an amateur God. And when he becomes an amateur God, then he can speak the word. And when he speaks that word, it will be the same as deity speaking. Every mountain has to go. And I want to say to you, to church this morning, there might be things last year that we are not able to achieve because there's been some Hittites blocking you there. There's been some Canaanites trying to stop you there. There's things that you might have written down and say, I believe I must have this. I believe I must get this. But that did not materialize. But this year, we want to say, let the angel go ahead of us. Let the Holy Ghost lead. And when he does the leading, I want to tell you, all that we have been praying for, all that you have been desiring, this is the season to handle it. This is the season to get it. This is the hour to receive it. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Time is filled with swift transition. There is no more time. We are hitting the rapture one of these mornings. But brother, sister, nothing will stop your heart desire. Because the angel of the Lord, the moment he steps on the scene, he takes control of every situation. That's why our prophet will always say, ah, you know what I'm waiting for. He will speak, he will speak and speak. And he says, you know what I'm waiting for. And after some minutes or so, he says, now he's here. And when that angel drops down, then he says a familiar statement. I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God. I want to say to you, believer, that same anointing that was falling in the meetings of Brother Branham did not go back to heaven. That same anointing is here. And if you believe it this morning, when that anointing drops down, you can also say, not the preacher, but you can also say, I take every spirit under my control for the glory of God. Every ancestral spirit, every spirit of the world, every backbiting spirit, every spirit, brother, sister, let it be under your control for the glory of God. Because why? You are an amateur God. Because why? You are in the Exodus. Because why? The angel of the Lord is going before you. And when God sends an angel to you, it means you are a special somebody. Because angels are not sent to everybody else. They are
not
sent to you. Ngirozi payakasuka kuna Maria. Yakatanga kumusaluta. Nokumuudza zvaangari.
Telling say, what you want?
Zikanzi, mi sister.
And say, you sister.
Kwanzi wai.
Hail Mary.
Munokosha.
You are so important.
No kuti mune favor yedenga.
You have been highly favored by heaven.
You are highly favored.
Wakaremekezwa zikuru.
Kwete kungoremekezwa chete.
Not only respect.
Asine respect ya pamsoro.
Favor and respect of
church. And a woman types the church. And Brother Branham picks that up and says, I can also say, hail church, you are highly favored. If this bride of Jesus Christ, right here in Eastleigh Tabernacle, if they can only realize that they've got the favor of heaven, then we won't act like the unbelievers then. We don't behave like somebody out there. We know who we are. And we know what kind of people we are. We are not made up of cheap material. We are highly favored. Let me tell you, sister, with those mind battles you are going through, with those ups and downs, with the lack of money, or whatever you are going through, let me tell you this morning, still in all those things, you are highly favored. Let me tell you, brother, without a job, and you're just loafing around with one pair of shoes or whatever it is, with all those ups and downs, but yet the message says, hail my brother, you are highly favored. Mary was just an ordinary girl going to an ordinary well without any shoes on the feet, but here comes the salutation, hail Mary, you are highly favored. So your present condition does not matter in the eyes of God. Your present situation is not a problem with God. He sees you as a favored person. He sees you as somebody. And when that angel comes, there is something that always happens when the angel visits somebody. Angelic beings, the supernatural to the natural, when those two meet, something spiritual, something miraculous will begin to happen. Hallelujah. And when the angel visited Mary, it changed her status. It changed her CV from being an ordinary somebody. Now we are talking about her every time. It was the experience of angelic visitation. A womb conceived without knowing no man. That's what happens when God visits you. There's always something supernatural that takes place. And that's what I want to see in 2017. I want to see something supernatural. I want to see something supernatural. I want to see something miraculous. I need that angelic visitation, which will change my status, which will change my situation, which will change my livelihood, which will change whatever I'm going through. Because when the angel visits you, there's going to be a change. There's going to be a realization. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we need God right in our lives. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Each time when God sends a message, He sends it by an angel. Praise God.
Amen.
And that pillar of fire always visits people. And that pillar of fire, Abraham says, was that angel. And he says that angel was the angel of the covenant. Hallelujah. And therefore, what we are talking about, when we talk about the angel, we are talking about the angel of the covenant. We are talking about the pillar of fire. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
We are talking about the messenger. Amen.
Amen.
We are talking about angelic beings. And the prophet says, we always know that angels are ministering spirits sent from God. Praise God.
Amen.
and they are sent to somebody with a particular specific message. Amen. Directed to that person. That's why this message is not for everybody else. It's to a specific somebody. Somebody that is ordained of God to receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why no matter how much you preach it to somebody, he may not even understand it. But to you, it strikes your soul. The thing that happens from the inside, because it's your message. When somebody receives a message on their phone, you see them opening their phone, you see them reading that quietly. But if that is a good message, you can't avoid seeing a smile opening up, because they are reading something directly to them. That's bringing joy to them. That's what a message does. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It blesses your soul, because it's your message. And that's what this message is to us. The messenger that was sent, the prophet of the hour, was sent directly to you and me. And when you read the spoken word, you can't avoid to smile. Because why? That message hits your soul directly. Hallelujah. It elates you. It lifts you up. Praise the Lord. Because what the angel does, he doesn't come with something new. He always brings you to remembrance. Or he brings a realization, trying to show you what is rightfully yours. Trying to show you the parameters of how you should operate. Hallelujah.
Yes,
she came just to show Mary that she was highly favored. She didn't know that. So the angel came to remind her, to let her know she has got the favor of heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so the angel comes to tell us what is rightfully ours. And when that gets home, when we believe it, then the miraculous begin to take place. Then the supernatural begins to unfold. Because there must be a realization first. When that realization happens, it gives you faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To know that what God has ordained is for you there. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen.
And that's why it's important to realize what God is doing in our time. Praise God.
Amen.
It's important to know what hour we are living in and what God is doing in our time. Praise God. We watch events politically. We watch events worldwide. We begin to see that there are signs that show that this world is coming to somewhere to a stop. We are coming to the end of this world. No matter how much we like it, no matter how much we might be scared, but events are made clear by prophecy. We see things that are happening that shows that something's fixing to happen. And that's why we need the guidance of the angel of the Lord in our life. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, in the message, my angel shall go before thee.
53:02:16.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Paragraph 5.
And
it says, and that pillar of fire, or the angel, was the angel of the covenant. I believe all ministers would agree with that. That was the angel of the covenant. If it was the angel of the covenant, then it was the Lord Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
It was God, the Holy Spirit. For Moses chose to suffer the reproach of Christ. and counted greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. You see, Christ, that was Christ, the Logos, the angel of the covenant, that led the children of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land, which was just a foreshadow. So when we are talking about the angel of the Lord, we are talking about the Logos. We are talking about the angel of the covenant. We are talking about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So if the Bible says, my angel shall go before thee, that means Jesus Christ shall go before thee. That means the Logos, the angel of the covenant, shall go before thee. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And he says, as he did in the natural, then he does in the spiritual today. Now, he promised to supply all their needs. Not some of their needs, but all their needs. Say amen, somebody. He promised to give all their needs. That's why I said there are some things that we wanted to achieve last year. There are some things that we were praying for that we did not receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But here the promise is, God has a promise to give us all our needs. So we are not going to say because it didn't materialize last year, then well, it's gone and finished. No, sir. The promise still stands. God will give us all our needs, not some of the needs. So I'm not going to give up on what I need. I'm going to reach out and raise up my faith and say, if it did not happen last year, it will happen this year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm expecting it this year. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if not this year, then when? Because the coming of the Lord is close at hand. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we need to enjoy these benefits. Amen. Because they are God given. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And each one of us has got a need. And here is your promise. Not the preacher's promise, but God himself promising that he will supply all your needs. So never give up on whatever you're praying for. God still is obligated to that promise. You can take him at his word and say, Lord, you promised it. Lord, you said you supply all our needs. I still need this. I still need this. I still need it. And God is faithful, brother. I can challenge you this morning that God is faithful to his word. Because the prophet says there's one thing that God cannot do, and that is to fail on what he says. If he made a promise, he is bound by that promise, and he is going to perform it. Hallelujah. And therefore, you stand on that unmovable foundation, which is the fundamental foundation for faith. And he said, you said it. You promised it. I believe it. And that settles the matter. And I want to tell you this year, you are going to handle your heart desire. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
If it happened to somebody last year, it will happen to you this year. If God gave somebody their desire, he's obligated by the same principle to give you also what you need. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
When they needed water, they got it from the rock. When you need something also, you get it from the rock. When you need a job, you get it from the rock. When you need a wife or a husband, you get it from the rock. When you need a new car, you get it from the rock. If you need a house, you get it from the rock. If you need whatever, get it from the rock. Not from the preacher, not from the bishop. You get it from the rock. Who is the rock? Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today and forevermore. He is the rock. He was the rock for Israel. In a weary and barren land. In a dry and thirsty land. He is still the rock today. For the believer to this morning. Whatever you need, brother, get it from the rock. Whatever you need, sister, get it from the rock. The rock is here. Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, the same today, and forevermore. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you want your business to go, get it from the rock. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if you want a new project, get it from the rock. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever you need, get it from the rock. Oh, I like that. I like that. Whatever you need, get it from the rock. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Come on, young people. If you need to pass that school, you get your wisdom from the rock. If you want flying colors, you get them from the rock. If you want to win awards at school, get them from the rock. Whatever it is, sister, whatever it is, brother, get it from the rock. If you want a new ministry, to you preachers and missionaries, get it from the rock. You don't have to play politics. You don't have to push this one out, push this one out. Your ministry comes from the rock. Whatever it is, brother, the rock is here. The rock is there. The rock is Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? The angel of the Lord. Who is Jesus Christ? The angel of the covenant. Who is Jesus Christ? The Logos. Hallelujah. And whatever you need this morning, the rock is still here. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, and today, and forevermore. If you want joy, get it from the rock. If you want peace, get it from the rock. Whatever you need, if you don't have love in your heart, you feel a strange feeling against somebody, you need that love that covers all sin. You get it from the rock. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And you remember, it takes love to produce power.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Yes, sir.
It takes love. Perfect love. To produce power. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they needed food, God rained it down out of heaven. Blood it in. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go out, brother. God rained it out. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And when the waters was bitter, they made it sweet. And he provided everything they had need of.
Amen.
Israel in the natural had nothing that they lacked. This is what the prophet is telling us. They had everything that they needed. Israel in the natural.
Israel.
What about Israel in the spirit? Do we have any chance here? We don't have. Of missing out on things that we need. We are tied here in this quotation. If Israel the natural got all they need, then we have a right to all what we need. There is no exception. There is no exemption. We have the same right that Moses had to have water, to have food, to have raiment, to have shoes, to have a medical aid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They had their medical aid. The brazen serpent.
Yes, sir.
Whenever they were sick, brother, they subscribed the medical aid. And it paid off right there. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
It paid off right there. Look and leave, my brother. Look and leave, my sister. When they were sick, brother, they just raised up their eyes, looked at the brazen serpent, and then they received their healing. What about you and me this morning, brother? We need the same medical aid. We need the same provision. Hallelujah. Because why? We have the same rights as Israel had to these divine promises. Because why? Abraham's blessings are mine. Because why? I'm a son of Abraham by faith. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so I must be blessed going in, and I must be blessed going out. Because Abraham's blessings are mine. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
When sickness came into the camp, he had an atonement made. He promised to be the God in the time of trouble. A present help. He promised to do these things and to see them through. He is still the same God. A help in the time of need. There's no reason to cry, sister. There's no reason to be worried, my brother. Everything is under control right now. The situation is in your hands. Because the moment that anointing comes, you can take every spirit under your control for the glory of God. We have a right, brother, to every redemptive blessing that Jesus Christ died for. And that's why in 2017, we must pull out our chest and tell that he died. Get out of my way. Tell that Jebusite. Get out of my way. Tell that Canaanite. Get out there. Because why? You are coming by a divine promise.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. 2017, Abasha Devi Makwara.
We don't need any cowards.
Look at the no Agapidam Araga was 17
March.
Look at the moon, which is 17 or Baba Tiswa.
And the 17th person was Baba.
Parwizi. Look at the angel Yaburuk.
And the angel came down. Yes, sir.
Inanzi ndimwari unogumira kuOhio.
I just God that only God is fine.
Ndiri kutoramba mwari iyeyo unogumira kuOhio.
I just want to God.
Lokuti kana kagumira kuOhio hanene. Hana basa nene. Asi kana akabva kuOhio ikoko. Akauyawo mumba mangu. Akauyawo pabasa pangu. Akauyawo pane zvandinogumbira. Ndogona kumunamata manje. Saka tiri pana 17.
In 2017. Doing whatever
is necessary.
And doing things.
No kuti payaka buruka ndo zvakaitika. Pana umwe akafenda. Pana umwe akachema. Pana umwe akatiza. Rega uone gore rino, brother. Pane zeta mwari mupenyu hwako. Vamwe vachafenda. Vamwe vachatiza. Vamwe vachishamisika. Kuti zvakamba sei.
How did it happen? Yes, sir.
Glory.
Amen.
Ndiyo gore ratiri.
This is the year that we are.
Ndiyo 2017.
This is 2017.
Ndiyo tarisiro yangu.
That's my expectation. Amen. Yes, sir.
Glory be to God.
Very much of Namari. Amen.
Zino gone ga eroko.
Is it not about there?
Ndiri kubvunza upside.
I'm asking this side.
Zino gone ga ere.
Is it not about?
Praise God. Faith is so simple. Amen.
Amen.
Faith is so simple. I was speaking
last night when I was
telling
brother
Manyeche. Faith.
And I said faith
is very simple.
It's so simple.
Sometimes when you think about it,
you think for me to receive what I want. I must
feel
some
vibration.
Some vibration or some sensation.
Ano iti kamendiri.
That happens in me.
Those ones
and then I hear it like this.
Faith ya yawe yaman.
Now the faith is in me.
Hakana.
No.
As naga na majiri.
It doesn't make any vibration.
Says our garage in Terry
Baba. Like you are seated and bleeding.
Wongo ti brother, I choke my DJ.
And then you say, brother, that's the truth.
Into no stand
I believe that.
You
are done. The case is closed. Look for the result
to
come after that. Yes, sir. Amen. And then I gave them a small testimony.
Just before Christmas.
Which happened before Christmas. At our house.
Together all night prayer meeting.
We had an all night prayer meeting.
To church.
In church. Then the preacher was preaching, said, we are eating groceries by the grace of God at our house.
Grocery of faith.
The groceries of faith.
Every 2 weeks.
We receive groceries. And I was seated and listening. And I said, he's benefiting from that. He's benefiting his
wife.
He's bragging to me.
Then he
put the mic to the wife and said, confirm,
I'm
doing
this.
The groceries are coming.
And the
last one, did you receive it? And then
gave
the mic. And said, yes, that's yesterday. And I said, how can you eat all by yourself?
In those days.
I like it also.
I'm going to tell you.
I didn't know. When we
slept,
then we wake up around 9. Around 10,
we
have breakfast and
light.
Then there was a knock at the door.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My wife went out.
A lady was standing by the door. There was a woman by the door.
And it's bus bag. So.
She had a big bag.
Plus, paper bags must be
those giant plastic paper bags.
Rene grocery.
Full of grocery.
Ha!
And
in here.
And I was surprised.
Robins Wombazo.
And then it was taken inside.
Zigan Zigwanzi. Kissimisi.
And then they said, this is the Christmas box.
In here. So
what was said last
night?
I
believe
the
extent of having
grocery this morning.
It was so simple.
I was even surprised. God has moved the elements. When I said I like it also.
And you can
if you see where it came from.
An unlikely source.
Where we are staying now, we are lodging. The person who brought the grocery,
the landlord.
Is the landlord. Yes, sir.
I've never seen such a thing.
Hallelujah.
What am I talking about? You have got enough faith right there. I tell you this morning, you have got enough faith there to have your heart desired. Hallelujah. Praise God. Kana mwoyo mako zvandostrika kuti ini ndinozvitenda. Mwari gore rino i17 yanguwo. Ndoda kumboonawo ngirozi ichiburuka. Kuti vovukama
so that my relatives
vambofenda.
May faint.
Kuti makritik ambovharwa miromo. Kuti vaiti Mwari wako uripi. Vatize. Pachaitika zvimwe zvinhu mhani. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe it? Zvinhu zvacho hazvina mapipi.
Not something that is perfect.
Zviri pedo pedo.
So close.
The other day, Brother Gumiso waiti shinira.
One day, Brother Gumiso was preaching to us.
Achiparidza zvikanzi, "Ini ndodya ndizvo izvi."
He said, "I eat because of this."
Faith.
Faith.
Tinodya nayo
iyi. We eat by faith.
Ndakaenda kuZaka.
I went to Zaka.
Ndikanoparidza ikoko.
And preached there.
Ndikashawa vanhu nyama.
And showered people with meat.
Ndobva mudzimai wangu aigamuchira.
And then my wife received it.
Kubva musiwoyo.
From that day on,
kusvika izvozvi so,
up until now,
nyama iringouya kumba kwedu.
Meat is coming to our house.
Kusvika ndakazoti, Mwari,
until I said, God,
ngaichiwaye mavariety manje because beef yawandisa.
And it came in varieties because it has been all beef.
Ini ndikati ko murume unoyema akadai
sei. And then I said, why could he say such a thing?
Because, hey, vanozvitenda.
Those who believe it.
Vanozvitenda. Vanozvitenda.
Those who believe.
Kati uyu murume uyu unoiteiko.
And I said,
ndikati saka kwakuuya imwe yepoko. Kwakuuya imwe chicken kumba kwedu.
Some chickens are coming.
Zvati zvamboitika.
Which has never happened.
Ndikati zvokwadi nyamani.
And I said, meat truly.
Ndingairamba here ndikaiwa.
I don't like meat.
Tinoida wei.
I like it also.
Anambofunga ndatozvitenda zvokuti
hezvi. I didn't think that I
didn't
think that
I said
that I like it also.
Ndoda kukurudza that faith is so simple.
I just want to show you that faith is so simple.
After a week or so.
Mushire meshondo.
Ndikaona 15 kg renyama rauya
kumba kwangu. 15 kg of meat coming.
Ndoda zvakaitika last month.
I'm talking about something that happened last month.
Richindopera. Vhiki yapera. Rimwe 10 kg riri kumba kwangu izvozvi. Richiuya
futi.
Ndikati yes. Saka zvakutoitikawo manje.
Ndaitorwa
nomuparidza.
When he was preaching.
Because that's the way God operates. In a very, very simple way. Sandri kuti kana tikatanga nengirozi gore rino. Iri mberi kwedu. Hapana chinomira mberi kwedu. Zvatinowana, zvinhu zvatinoda tinozviwana. Usatanga gore nepfungwa dzako. Usatanga gore nenjere dzako. Rega ngirozi iende mberi. Kana ngirozi yaenda mberi. Ino clear. Ino bvisa. Mahita is all set. Nama jebus. Pane zvima mind bedo zvinokuti ha brother zvingaita here.
Ha
brother. Shuwa shuwa here.
Truly.
Zviri kutoitika. Zvinotoita.
It can happen.
Saka. Yes, you know that I share this testimony with my brother.
Yeah, I was saying the testimony with my brother.
Na brother Kadiwa.
Brother Kadiwa.
Vakati brother ndine testimony yangu.
He said, I've got my testimony.
Ndikati zvakafamba sei.
And then I said, what happened?
Zvikanzi, pamakaparidza last time kuno.
When you came last time.
Taitaura nyaya kuti, now is the accepted time.
Taiti, iko zvino ndonguva yekugamuchira.
But ukumira ngombe kunetsa kana iripo.
If you can talk for someone, you can talk for someone who is dead. I might appear as if I'm lying. Come and tell us.
So that is it.
When the minister was preaching, and when he was saying, there were people that did not believe what the prophet was saying. And He gave examples when people would miss it. And he says, you have missed it. The angel is gone. And he says, there are others who believe it. So when he was saying that, I actually said, yes, that's very true. You can miss the angel easily. And you can also believe the angel as easily. So it was only Sunday. I've got a few contracts. And then I had one that I was carrying out. So the client, I'd given him the breakdown. And you know, in our field, engineering and construction, when you start, they give you like a deposit. And then as you go on, they give you like we call interim payments or payments that you get as you complete a certain section of the job. So you are not given all the money at the same time because you might misuse it or something might happen. So on this contract, the client, when I believed what the brother was talking about, the client gave me 100% for the material, and 100% for the labor and the profit. And he said, just go on and carry out the job.
Yes.
And that is not normal in
contracts.
But I just believed what the brother was saying. And the paradox in this was I got the payment when the brother preached on a Sunday. And I said, how can you get a payment on a Sunday? You can't get a payment on a Sunday. You get payments during the week. Just to prove that the brother was saying the correct thing, to say, don't limit God, I got the money on Sunday. And it wasn't a transfer. It was cash, hard cash. US dollars.
My US dollar.
And sorry, I've already used the money in case some people will come and see.
Hallelujah!
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
my angel shall go before you. It's not your business. Take care of the Hittites. To fight the Hittites. Ah, that's not your business. Your business.
Yeah, yeah. It's something that way. There and then. Yes, sir.
Those guys who take some shongo
makoni.
He will take care of the obstacles. Put his hand and say, put him on a path that is sound. As you see, no matter how he pass along, you know, you could be that. You think I'm pinning those things?
And then it was paid.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
That's the kind of God that we worship. He's the God of miracles.
That's why I said,
because you can't exhaust it. Oh, glory.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's just finish that code, brother. And now,
because, no,
as he was then, so he is today.
Those are not
the same Spirit of God that led Israel, leads the church today. I like the prophet. He is the same as he was yesterday. The same Spirit that led Israel leads the church today. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The same Spirit of God that led Israel, leads the church today, bringing us through as it was the wilderness to the promised land. We have a promised land. We believe that in my Father's house are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you, and will come again and receive you unto myself. We are on our way. We are going to this glorious promised land that God has promised us. Now along this journey, He has promised to supply everything that we have need of. Abraham continues to repeat that. God promised to supply all that we need. Then he quotes the scripture. Whatsoever you will ask the Father in my name, that will I do. Whatsoever things. Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire. When you pray, believe. You receive it. You shall have it. Now he gave us the strongest weapon that there is in the world. And that's prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
There is no believer without that weapon. If you are a believer, you have that weapon. What is it? Prayer. Chete.
Only that.
Prayer.
Kunamata.
Just
not to be able to open your mouth and say what you want.
Kana watotaura watopeza.
When you say it, you finish.
Watosira nyaya yacho mpapo.
And then you leave it there.
Watosa zvenyuwo Jehovah.
And you say it's up to you, Lord.
Ini makangoni zvandikumbira zvandinoda.
You tell me to ask what I want.
Mugondiitira.
And then you do it for me.
Ndakumbira.
I've asked for it.
Zvasara komuri kuita.
And it's up to you to do it.
No, usimbe unangwana.
That's what people fail to do.
Agoni kuti ataure.
They can't talk.
Unoda chinhu here?
Do you want something?
Unogudzira musoro.
Nodding the head.
Hapadi unogudzira musoro.
You don't have to nod your head.
Vanda unotaura.
You have to say it out.
Vanda unokumbira
achipfuura. You have to ask.
Ukada zogudzira musoro hazvishandi.
Won't work.
Because
you have to use the power of your tongue.
The power of the tongue.
Simba,
don't want to capitalize on.
And then Rosetta G.
What is Shandi Sai Roro?
Use it.
Rorova.
And then it will hit.
Prayer is what changes things. The Christian doesn't realize what a force he has when he kneels on his knees before Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, he doesn't realize what power that is. If the people could only realize that, that what is given right unto them, anything that you ask for will be given. If you can appropriate the faith to believe it, for God's word is true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now God's word will defeat Satan anywhere, any place, any time. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Now when Jesus was here on earth,
yes, sir,
I believe he was well, he was Emmanuel. God was in Christ. Reconciling the world to himself. So all the great qualities of the Father was in Christ. Jesus, the Son, when he was here on earth. And all the Father has was his. And all the fine gifts that's in God and all that was in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
But when he made Satan, he never used any of those gifts. He just to be your example. He brought it to where the very weakest of Christians
akaunza kuanza kuya pamu ukristo ane utera
wakazvita pakuti kunyange mukristo ane utera sei aone kuti zvinokwanisika.
He did it even to the very weakest of the Christians that they can see.
Wakandoirerutsa nyaya yacho.
He lightened it.
Kuti hazvisi muzvipo.
That is not about giving.
Ndanga ndiri nechipo hangu chakati zvitombodi zvipo zvakawanda wana.
Don't need a gift.
Kuti ukunde Satan.
For you to overcome the devil.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said now.
I know him.
He had the power right then to rebuke Satan and send him away. But what he did, he never referred to any of his power. Satan said, if thou be the Son of God, there is always a question mark across God's word by Satan. So he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Now Jesus said, it is written in the Father's word, man shall not live by bread alone. He taken him upon the top of the temple and said, told him to cast himself down. Jesus said, it is written, right back to the scripture. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So that's the way we defeat Satan. We defeat him by the scripture. We defeat him by the word. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to use any extra powers or something from somewhere. When you stand by the word of God and believe it, then everything that God says, we will have it. Because the power is right there in us. Because the word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Proving his word, he says,
1965, 0426,
paragraph 23.
We should
realize that in us has been given, we who believe Jesus Christ and be born of his spirit and filled with that quickening power. That power that's in you, by laying on hands on the others, like the disciples did, and down through the age, it absolutely healed the sick, raised the dead, it showed visions, prophecies, and the very same spirit that lived among us, the early apostles. Get that now? That very same spirit that lived among the early apostles is living in the church today, working the very same things. And as quick as we can recognize that,
see,
no matter how much it's working, you have got to recognize that and believe that. Saka unogona kuzvipotsa.
You may miss it.
Zviri pedo pedo.
When yet it's so close.
Nokuti nyaya ndeye kunofanira kuzvibata.
You have to get hold.
Kana wazvibata, wogozvitenda.
Then you believe it.
Kana zvadaro,
if it's like that,
chindu was not even.
Listen, what follows?
See, no matter how much it's working, you've got to recognize that and believe that. It won't do one bit of good until you do believe it. But the moment you believe it, your troubles are ended. That's true.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. The very moment you believe it, then the problem is solved.
Yes, sir.
That's
why it can happen even on a Sunday. Because you have believed it immediately. That's why it could push the landlord to do what you have believed it. The moment you believe it, that's when it happens.
Those that have faith in Jesus now.
Faith is safe now.
Now faith is the substance. It
doesn't have tomorrow.
It believes
and receives it. That is
the
brother, sister. Don't get used to the way of God. Don't get used to how people
believe.
That way and believe. When you believe it, the problem will vanish.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let the angel go ahead.
Mutumwa ngaende mberi.
Brother Branham says in paragraph 20 of my angel shall go. He says the trouble of it is we try to get ahead of the angel. Let the angel lead the way. And he will lead us to the fountains of the water of life. And give it to us freely. He says, do you believe it? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
That's what we need to do this year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In closing, we need to let the angel of the Lord go ahead. In your life, let him lead. In your business, let him lead. At school, let him lead. In your home, let him lead. In the church, let the angel go ahead. The moment that anointing comes, oh brother, I don't care what it is. When that anointing comes, things begin to happen.
Everyone seeing that.
What's going down?
They said, wow.
Mamidianizer.
zikanzi simba rawo inaroga rinomisa mamidianite kuti asakutorera zviri zvakwezi asakutorera zvinhu
zvako.
Saka simba ratinaro zvavatenda rinomisa mweya yemadzinza, rinomisa mweya yekusatenda, rinomisa mweya yekushona, rinomisa mweya yose. God kuwaridzirwa tafura yedu pamberi pavadzivisi vacho. Haleluya! Ndozi konzero mutendi.
Ana
zikonzero chokubata rushaya. Akaziva zviri zvaari. I want to tell you, church, this year is the year of experiencing the results of angelic visitation. What am I talking about? I'm not talking about angels with wings flying. I'm talking about the angel that visited us in this generation. An angel from God visited this generation. If you obey that voice, if you obey the voice of that angel, no Hittite brother, no Jebusite, no Canaanite who stand before us. When we believe this message, the way it should be believed. When we listen to the voice of Malachi 4, the way we should be believing. Oh brother, nothing will stand before you. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I was preaching at Christmas Kusanyat. And we felt that anointing coming. And things began to happen in the church. There was a woman who had lost her mind. That mind was threatened right there. She's normal right now. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
There was a brother who had missed his 3 cows or so. I don't know how many they were, but it was 3 months now.
Not knowing where they are.
They phoned me now. After the meetings, he found all of them.
Yes, sir.
When that anointing comes, things begin to happen. And I'm saying to you, brother, my angel shall go before thee to drive away the Hittites, to drive away the Jebusites, to make sure the way is clear. Coming for somebody in 2017. Is that your blessing? Is that your blessing? Is that your blessing? Is that your blessing? Receive your blessing this year in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.